Okay, now Dad's gonna sing The Martins and the Coys.
Gather round me, children, and I'll tell a story of the mountains in the days when gun was law. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. So just listen, and I'll tell you what I saw. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys. They'd take up family feuding when they'd be. They would shoot each other quicker than it took to light a flicker. They could knock a squirrel out in 90 feet. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning, when old Grandpa Cole was full of mountain dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he stole in the Martins' hen house, cause the Coys, they needed eggs for breakfast too. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but old Grandpa Coy has gone where the angels dwell. When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain, cause they punctured him till he looked like a seal. The Coys started right out to avenge him, and they didn't even take time out to mourn. They went out to do some killing where the Martins were distilling, and they found old Abel Martin making corn. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but old Abel Martin was the next to go. Though he saw the Coys a-coming, he had hardly started running, for a volley shook the hills and laid him low. After that they started out to fight in earnest, and they scarred the mountains up with shot and shell. There were uncles, brothers, cousins, they bumped them off by dozens. Just how many bit the dust, it's hard to tell. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys. At the art of killing, they became quite deaf. They all know they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. Now the sole remaining Martin was a maiden, and as pretty as a picture was his grace. While the one surviving boy was that handsome Henry Coy, all the folks knew they would soon be face to face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but their shooting and their killing sure played hard. And it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy had both sworn that they would finish up the job. So they finally met up on pathway, and Henry Coy aimed his gun at Grace. He was set to pull the trigger when he saw her pretty figure. You could see that love had struck him in the face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but to say their ghostly cussing gives you chills. Oh, the hatchet sure was buried when sweet Grace and Henry married. It broke up the best darn feud in the Sure Hill. Think that this is where the story ended, but I'm telling you them ghosts don't cuss no more. For since Grace and Henry waited, they fight worse than all the rest did, and they carry on the